revelation that comes with your word. Our eyes are open, our hearts are burning, and we will be all you want us to be. We'll hear all you want us to hear. We'll do all you want us to do. Amen.
Thank you for good singing. Luke 24. I want to teach something. I should end it today. If I can't end it today, then that'll be next week. Who is in the circle? Amen. Who is in your circle? Who is in your circle? Who is in the circle? Anyone? Who is in the garden? All right. Luke 24, verse 49. So we just concluded a believer's meeting. And I've always told you before, sometimes what you do after a meeting is as important as what happened in the meeting. What you do after sometimes as important as what you did there. If someone goes for a surgical procedure and say, oh, we're done with the procedure. So you're going to take these antibiotics and you're going to take these medications, you know, and you ensure that you dress the wound every so. Ensure you damp it with warm water. I tell you for free, if the person don't take the antibiotics and the medications and don't follow the wound dressing procedures, something worse than that, what caused that surgery might happen. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes it's not just what is done or what has happened. Sometimes it's what you also do with what you got. And we are going to be building on that. I trust your eyes were open. As I trust your eyes were open. I didn't say, I pray your eyes. I say, I trust your eyes were open. Okay. Okay. All right. Who is in circle? Luke 24:49. As some of us, 46, he said unto them, say them. So there were a group of people, he said unto them, thus it is written, behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, which is the message of the gospel, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in Jesus' name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses. So plural. You are witnesses. So that it shows you he was talking to a group of people of these things. Verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. So that you there, is it someone or a group? Huh? A group. I send the promise of my Father upon you, because you will be the witnesses, right? You will be the them of verse 46. He said unto them and to you. All right. I send the promise of my Father upon you, but you tarry in the city of Jerusalem. So when he says you tarry again, is he talking to someone or a group? Huh? So he started by calling them, and then gradually he starts seeing them as a single unit. You tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Interesting. How you know that he was still talking to a group of people and not one person? Because someone has taken Luke 24:14 and said that he was talking about Peter. Yeah. But that's not for today. So how you know he was talking to a group is verse 50. He led them out as far as Bethany, lifted up his hands and blessed them. Say a group. Say a company. All right. So he was talking to a group of people. And one of the things that you must be aware of is the company God has placed you in. When Jesus was going to talk to the churches in the book of Revelation, he spoke to them in companies, as group of people. Alright, are we together? Alright, so one of the things you must hold tight is the company God has placed you. God always places us in companies. Luke 24:49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, and you be my witnesses. And as I seen like this, that one of the greatest missions ever on earth will be the Great Commission. And God committed it to a group. Not as individuals, he committed it to a group of people. From there, from this Great Commission, you now start seeing the word day a lot in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, in verse 8, Acts 1. You've been there for a few weeks, Acts 1. Are you with me? So, I said, we is in your circle. Because you've got to recognize them. So that you can do the things you want to say you should do now. You've got to recognize them first. Who is in your circle? Because God has placed you in a circle. Or you should be in a circle. In Acts 1:8, same people, you shall receive utterance or power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Again, a group was addressed as one. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, and all the uttermost part of the earth. Now, when they heard this, what did they do? Come on. We know from Acts 13, where are we going to Acts what? 1:14, right? So what did they do? They all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. So they were smart enough or wise enough to keep that company. They ensured that they keep that circle. So God has placed you in a company. He has placed you in a group. Be smart enough to keep it. So they all continue with one accord in prayer. So the company we are referring to is the company that prays together. That shares God's plan together. Do you have people in your life that you pray together? You should. You should. The beautiful thing about life, look up, is that you can always address problems. I think that's a beautiful thing. That challenges and problems are not the end. So if I see that I'm in the wrong company, or I don't have something, the duty is on me to get it. Do you have anyone in your life you pray together? I know you have people you gist together, which is fine. I know you have people you talk football together with, which is nice. I know you have people you discuss career opportunities and what's happening in your careers and all of that together. Beautiful. You should have that. But you have someone you pray together. Because one day, you will need it. And I'm not talking about, there'll be a problem and then so on. No. One day, no matter how strong you are, see, man, even in salvation, is still deficient. Only sufficient by association. What makes you complete? What makes you sufficient is association. You will always need people. So you must ask yourself, do I have someone I can trust that we can pray together? When last did you have a friend you call you and say, sir, I need you to pray along with me? Whether you like it or not, I know we are in a Gen Z era. Me too, I'm Gen Z. I'm 16. I know we are all like that. But, bro, you need someone you can pray with. You also should be that friend that they can call and say, let's pray and fast together. Amen. Or you don't fast. You are just fast. You are fast because you have eaten. You should fast together. So they had a company where they can pray together, where they could pray together, Acts 1:14. Do you have that? In Acts 2, the same company, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord. You observe that the focus now changed to everything you keep seeing in the Acts of the Apostles was now day, right? Because God now recognized them in that company. They were all with one accord. So if you try to be unique, I always say it, don't try to be unique. I'm going to talk about that much later. You're already unique. Sometimes, in the bid to be unique, you just fluff your lines. You're already unique. Amen? You're not trying to be. Check your height, your eye color, your skin color, your fingerprint. You already are. Sometimes I said last year, so I was talking to someone and then, it's an observation. So someone said that, every of bro against, disciples, that they all talk about things of the spirit when they are giving out prophecies. They all speak exactly like him. And, so he said, in his own, he said that he heard one of my prophecies that someone recorded. And that I was also talking like that. Which is, you might not know me because you don't know. But for those who hear breaking, sometimes I talk like that intentionally. So he said, why is it that everybody's just doing follow? And I said, it's intentional. Amen. It's copycat. I'm not trying to, if I want to be unique, isn't that away from Hagen? What should I sound like? Charlie Chapman. I sound like the president of Nigeria. No, I want to sound like that, exactly like that. He said, I said, no, all of those people are doing it intentionally. It's not, they want to sound like that, they want to talk like that, they want to walk like that. Because it's a company. They were all with one accord. Peter did not say, now that the Lord has spoken to us, I want to go and start my own. No, they were all in one place, in one accord, doing God's will. Prophet, I'm going to need a sermon on that. One accord, doing God's will. Just ensure that line is there. I want to sing it throughout next week. Amen. Amen. Are you tired? Amen. So they were all with one accord. Look at Acts 3. Peter and John. Now Peter and John went together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Again, a company. You must keep it. Peter and John. In Acts 4, when they were threatened, Peter and John, they were beaten. What did they do? In verse 24. In verse 23, when they were let go, Acts 4, 23, they went to their what? Acts 4:23. They went to their what? Their own company. So, meaning they recognize that, yeah, we are in a company. If you're going to do God's way, and you're going to fulfill God's plan for your life, you cannot take away a company. You can't do it alone. Moses needed Aaron. Moses anointed. Moses sees visions. Moses can split the sea. Moses can turn the water to blood. Moses can get Israel out of Egypt. And Moses needed Aaron. Elijah would be the man that would call down fire from heaven. Amen. Some people would give everything to be able to do that today. But Elijah needed Elisha. Elisha needed Gehazi. You will always need a company. You always need someone, a people that you can do God's will together with. Are you listening to me this evening? Come on, are you listening to me this evening? It's a very short sermon. They went back to their own company. In verse 31, what did they do in their company? When they had prayed. You see that? As I said, do you have a company? When I say company, I don't mean you gotta start a company. I don't mean you gotta start, do you have an association, a gathering, a friend, a group where you pray together? You must. You should. If you're going to do anything tangible for the Lord, you're going to make any impact, keep that company. Of them is found in the local church. Keep that company. In Acts 13, we now see that company sent Paul and Barnabas out. Verse 2, Acts 13 verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work where I have called them. Can you see? Again, Though even when the Holy Ghost was giving out an assignment, he gave it to what? Barnabas and again, he put them in a company. When they will eventually have a dispute in chapter 15, Paul went with Silas. He didn't say, now it's time to go solo. Barnabas, I don't know. That's why I don't like working people. That's why I don't like doing things. I will go solo. I want to do my things. I know how I do my things. No. Paul said, nah, I'll need help. You always need help. Paul said, he went with Silas. Eventually, in chapter 16, he found Timothy. Do you have people you pray together, you fast together? I'm asking you. You should ask yourself too. So you must know your company and keep it. You must know that company, that supernatural company, that supernatural association, that supernatural relationships. You know, we have relationships in nature. You have your lecturer, you have your friend, you have your neighbors. We also have supernatural relationships. Relationships that they are built on spiritual values. Where if peradventure you can't hear God, they can't for you. Are you listening to me? You need it. I need it. We all do. Are you with me this evening? And when you find it, keep it. Keep it jealously. Guard it. Man, we said man is deficient on his own. He's only sufficient by association. So we must receive the help of God through relationships. God has given you a pastor. He has given you a fellowship leader. He has given you a friend in your local church, in your assembly. A friend you can pray together. Why is it that you don't have a friend? All your friends, what they just send is the latest clothes in town. So have you seen this style? I saw it on Bella Niger. I went down that realm. I'm going to give you some examples. I saw it on Bella Niger. So you will sew it like this. Well, you know, you're a Christian. Your own slits cannot. And then you go over every Instagram message that friend has forwarded to you. And it's all clothing styles, clothing styles, clothing styles. Nothing like, see this person, see how this person was preaching the gospel, see how this person was laying out. Can we go to Coste next week and go and just preach the gospel? Nah. There's a restaurant that they just opened. Let's go and try it out. There's a beach house somewhere. There's a penthouse. It's apate. Yeah. So you say it's 60k per day. You have everything. That's the only thing your own friend is giving. I'm not saying it's a bad friend. I'm saying you need a better company. Why do many fall? It's not because the journey is long. It's because they are walking alone. Even when they are surrounded by people. They are surrounded by people who cannot hear God, who cannot see Him, who don't know His heart. And so they will quickly run out of gas. Before you know it, you've walked from year to year, you're panting. Not because the journey is burdensome, not because serving God is grievous or is telling. No. It's because you don't have people who can hold hands with you and fulfill God's plan for your life. And I pray that God opens your eyes to see that supernatural company. Amen. Jesus at 12, He chose them. 12 disciples. Jesus, that's God in man. God made man. God in man himself. And He had 12 disciples. He chose them. They were His friends. They prayed together. They preached together. They cast out devils together. They discipled people together. From that 12, we saw 70, right? From the 70, 120, 500. Now in all of the world, do you have friends? You are reaching the world together. You have friends who share with you and say, I just finished listening to, or I just finished reading When Faith Learns to Walk. Or both you and your friend, you just bought it because you were forced to buy it. Somehow, Sister Judy said, you must buy it. We are all buying it. You have, and then you just bought the book and you kept it. Faith that needs to learn to walk now is crawling. If you are a member of this church, you have that book and you have not finished it, then something vital is wrong. Worse still, if your friend has never asked you, are you done reading it? I intentionally waited till May to talk about if you have read it at all. So that you can't give an excuse of it's just 1 month. I was planning it. It's almost half the year. And you've not read it. You've got devotional. You don't read it. And that can be permissible. If you had a friend who already told you about it, say, why are you not going through your devotionals? Why are you always coming late to service? Why are you not active in your unit? That's not a good example. But when you don't have friends like that, everybody just goes solo. Then the journey might be short. But I pray for you. That you're strengthened through your company. You didn't say amen. God has given you a seed. Find it. In 1 Corinthians 15:33. Paul says, evil communication corrupts good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Corrupt good manners. Meaning that if you walk with the wrong people, you will become a wrong person too. It's not, in fact, some of the habits you are trying to stop, you stop without supernatural effort by just changing the people you talk to. So there's a point in my life where we used to go and play game. PS1. Used to be for Sega. The PS1. And if you were there, you know that thing is addictive. Serious addiction. So you know that you have it at home. You will leave the one in your house and go and play outside. Because the one in your house is boring. It's only you. There's no company. So, I would even steal my mom's money to go and play. Neil, I'm your pastor, yeah. I will pick it. So, after about 3 months, in my head, I was like, this woman don't know anything. So one day, I sat down, I asked her, I said, every time I go to this bank, there's money there. My mom cannot be that stupid to always put money there and the money vanishes and she puts another one. So one day I used to rest on her lap. We would talk. One day she said, and you take fair one thing. That's Yoruba for say, you have started stealing. And I said, me, because we were quite close. Say, me, God forbid, I will never steal. Shut up. You go to that golden bag. And every time you meet money there, you think I'm stupid. I kept putting money there. So that you don't touch the main purse. Because she used to sell provisions. And so that you don't touch the main purse. So I just put the one you can steal there. Say, if I see you near, she mentioned some boys. If I see you near this person and this person again. And you know what? The moment I discharged from two of them, It was not easy. But it stopped. It stopped. That was without prayer. Just by changing the people I associated with. What I thought, oh. And who knows, if I had continued that path, someone that starts stealing, you know, by now, imagine how many years ago, I would have mastered a lot of arts in stealing, right? Amen. Change the association. change it. Evil communication corrupts good manners. God has said it. If you stay around the wrong people, they will rub off on you. Man is a product of influence. Find the right company. People that can pray with you, that can speak God's word over you, that can encourage you. See, look up. It's in human nature to get bored. Look up. It's in human nature to get bored. There is nothing in this life that you have looked forward to that you cannot get bored of. And it's not a sin. Parents get bored of their children. Children get bored of their parents. I listen on. Amen. As a mother, I say, how to leave this house? Then after 6 months, eh, I miss my mom. The boredom has worn out. I miss my mom. I miss home. They say I should go out or go home. I want to go home. Sometimes people get bored, even in marriages. It's nothing. Now our own vibe, guy. At some point, you just lock yourself in the toilet. Who's the female now? Amen. You will get bored. There is nothing in this world you can't get bored of. I say, no, if I buy a PS5, ask those who have it at home. Some people say, I have not touched it in 6 months. It's like a decoration material now. Remember when he said, if you have a phone, you will never. If you can just buy me chessboard. Now you have chessboard. You are bored. Amen. Boredom is normal to you. So what it means also is that, see, even in the bit of following God's plan, sometimes you can get bored. And it's not a sin. But we must not make stupid decisions because we are bored. You can't say because you're bored of home. You now go 16 years, no looking back, no calls. No phone calls, no emails, nothing, no communication. Why? I was bored. No, that's stupid. You are not bored. You are stupid. You can make stupid decisions because you were bored. Keep that company. Stay in that God's plan. The same person that got bored is the same person that will get excited. Stay there. Can I go plan to say, go up, go yonder. See, no matter what, I'll remain in God's plan. I'll do the word. I'll live by faith. Is there every Sunday that someone will not become stressed? Yes. Yes. Pastor. Keep the company. Keep it by the Holy Ghost. How do you keep it? We saw the apostles. They prayed. Prayer sustains God's plan and God's program in your life. Don't lose it. Pray for one another. Who is that your friend? One of the things I tell people in church, especially those who just joined, who is your friend in church? You must have. This one is not, you can have friends outside, but in church, you must have. Must. Find one. Stalilia now is my friend. Amen. I say, you got me down. I say, the pastor's best team. Find a friend. Walk up to them. I want to be your friend. This is not posting now. Amen. Exchange numbers. I want us to pray together. I need it. Must have a friend. I mean, well, this is your friend. If I say, this company, this company will liquidate. Find another. Identify with fire. What I say? If you stay close to fire, you burn. I said you will burn. You burn for the Lord. Your heart will burn with the Holy Ghost fire. I said you burn. Stay close to fire. Identify with fire. Keep that company. Company where you can pray for one another. Where you can encourage one another. So have you prayed today? What teaching are you listening to this week? Let's listen together. So we can share what we learned. You know, just by doing that alone, you are inspired to serve the Lord. Oh, I'm listening to Minister's Retreat 2019, 2020. You, now you have a plethora of teachings to listen to. There was a time we didn't even have recorded teachings. So some of you don't even meet that one. So imagine how difficult it was for us to keep up. So you don't even listen to you just read notes back again. And you read the notes in my voice. That was how the recorded teachings was. But now you have recorded, there was a time recorded teachings were like, you have to do like this. Now you can play teachings and then you are washing your clothes. Then as you are listening to, skin pastor somewhere, you know, Greek word name. But now you have teachings to listen to. A whole lot. If you decide to listen to one in a day, you will not finish what's on GHC Media in 4 years. I mean, one in a day, right now. So what are you doing with it? Before you finish that one, more. Hallelujah. Keep that company. Encourage one another. Life challenges will come. Show up for one another. So who is that friend of yours that you have decided and determined we are going to serve the Lord together. We are going to bond for Jesus together. We are going to disciple people together. We are going to ensure that people serve Jesus. When you're down, I'm up. I'll pull you up back. When I'm down, you're up. You pull me up back. Amen. Show up for one another. One of the most beautiful things you can give your friends and those in your circle is the gift of presence. Show up for people. Be there. Yorubas have an adage. They will say, is the person that you don't like, that you will say, their house is far. Amen. The ones you love, if they stay in Kanagwa, before you know it, you start a car, you are halfway there. Show up. You can't do it alone. I know you have received revelation. But you need the company. God wants to do a lot through you. But you need that company. Like Moses needed Aaron. Like Paul needed Barnabas. And don't stay in the wrong company. The moment you discover, see, in you is that litmus. God has placed it in you. So no. The moment you discover this is the wrong company, before it will tie you, before it ties you down, leave. Abraham and Lot. Lot was going to bring a lot of trouble. Amen. They both left the same time. But different trajectories. One went for Sodom. Compare Abraham and Lot to Paul and Timothy. I pray your company is solid in Jesus' name. Pray regularly for them. As you're praying together, also pray for them. Pray for your friends. It's funny. It's funny that the people we are closest to are the people we forget to pray for most times. When last did you pray for your siblings? I mean, not sick, not that God granting or good health. No, I mean, you're just praying. That they see Jesus and serve him, that they are strengthened by his spirit in their inner man. When last did you pray for your siblings? When last did you pray for your pastor? Say, believers meeting. Olomo. Because sometimes we assume that they are praying. Uh-oh, it's my sister. If you like me, she don't pray for herself now. Pray for your circle. Because a lot that happens to them can affect you. Are you listening to me? Pray for your friends. Jesus prayed for his own friends. In Luke 22, verse 31, he told Peter, the devil desires to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. When you are converted, strengthen your brethren. You see that? Jesus said, I have prayed for you. Can you say the same thing to your friends? Or what you do is gossip and share someone else's gist. You know the latest celebrity that has divorced. You know the ones that the marriage is working. You know the person that is doing vacation in Mumbai. Kilokwe. Kilombaka. You have a life to live. Away from social media, away from noise. You have purpose. You have an impact to make. Right? Am I talking to the wrong people? Am I talking to people that want to serve the Lord? And are going to make impact? So let me know. Let me know. So that I can change the message to how to find purpose. So get rid of some noises in your life. Some noise. They are just noise. You have a purpose. I say you have a purpose. Keep that company. Pray for them. Pray for your friends. I've not been seeing. There's someone in church. You know, we used to talk together and all that, but I've not seen him in the last 1 week. I've not seen her in the last 2 months. Have you prayed? Have you reached out? Why have I not been seeing you in midweek service? No, I know I see you on Sunday. Say, no, I'll be around on Sunday. I'm not fighting you. I know I see you on Sunday. I see you. I see you see me see you. Just I don't see you in midweek services. Is there a reason for that? Is it work okay? Is there something we can do about that? Or is family pressure? What can we do? Or you think one day you also will not need it? Who is in your circle? Who is in your circle that you're praying for? Who is in your circle that is strengthening you? Keep them. Don't stray away from them. Go to the same places. Hear the same things. Focus on the same things. 85% of my friends. 85. Our ideologies, values are same. So it's going to be hard for me to veer away from what I've held as purposeful. For me to change direction, I will have to stop hearing them at all. Altogether. I will have to probably block all of them. Because we are going to the same places. I mean, 85%. We hear the same things. We want the same things. I don't have friends who are lazy and they just want to chop Baba Jebu and blow from there. I don't have such. I don't have friends that want to go to Big Brother Nigeria to get fame. I don't have that kind of friend. I can't have that kind of friend. That's a malalignment of purpose. Amen. I found purpose in God's plan and I walk in it. Hallelujah. Pray for me as I close because we're going to pray together. Don't try to be unique. Just follow God's plan. Don't say, I'm going to stand alone. I'm going to do it all alone. I can do it. I know I'm strong. I know you are. And you're getting stronger by the day. Amen. But God placed you in a company. The psalmist will say, he has set the solitary in families. That's what he does. He puts you in the church. To hear his word, to grow. So that every day, your eyes are being opened the more. Every day, that vision of God for your life is being sharpened. That's why he kept you there. Church is not a social club. It's a community of believers. Where, together, we serve him. We hear him, like I said, everything we hear in service, midweek service, Sunday service, they are not for this place. They are to equip us for the world. So you hear things on the fire of the Holy Ghost in evangelism. It's not for this room. Are you listening to me? But you see, without this community, not long from now, everyone will stop. Without a community of believers, everyone will stop serving Jesus. It doesn't take the devil anything. He won't do a thing. The devil will not raise a single finger. Everybody will just quit. There is something about us coming together that leads the fire of the Holy Ghost among us. There's something about us praying together that makes his will and his desires consume us the more. If you are finding it, you know, we said that struggle is false, right? I said that struggle is false, right? The struggle of, I want to serve the Lord, is false. If you open your eyes to the people God has placed around you, you see that without any struggle, you walk on water. Without any struggle, you will do this way. But sometimes, one of the things the devil will rob a man off is that company. That company of friends that can uplift you and tell you, I think what you said is wrong. I think what you said is wrong. Yeah, you were corrected and then, doesn't matter. Just take the correction and move. But if your friends, see the way they were talking to you. Just because you're not through wire like this. You will serve the Lord. And you will not miss your step. Anywhere you find yourself, you are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I pray for you. You will not struggle to serve Jesus. That when it appears like you're in a fix, you will open your eyes. And you will see that the one with you is more than the one in the world. Greater is he that is in you. And you do greater works because of that. We must guard this company of believers he has placed us. Let our hearts burn together. For his purpose, for his plan. Before we pray for ourselves, I want us to pray for our friends. Pray for our friends. Pray for our friends. You're waiting for prayer points. I don't know. Pray for your friends. There is no David without Jonathan. Pray for your friends. In one accord, we'll do God's will. Pray for your friends. We are strong together. Pray, 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 pray. Amen. We'll pray for ourselves now. On the back of believers meeting, we said some things in the meeting. Let me just recap. We said revelation brings some things, right? Remember, we spoke about revelation from Nicodemus encounter with Jesus. We said in the kingdom of God is seen by revelation. And we said, when revelation comes, what are the things that come with it? purpose, great joy, clarity, conduct can change, right? Let me pray for ourselves now. For our ministry. You know, if you're not in Glorious House Church, it's your first time. When you say ministry, no, we're not talking about church, right? We're talking about each and every one of us, right? You have a ministry, you have a ministry, you have a ministry, you have a ministry. It doesn't have to be a church. God has committed to your hands. 2 Corinthians 5:17-19, 21-ish. The ministry of reconciliation. Every believer, any man being Christ, is in the new creation. All things are passed away, right? Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. And has committed to us what? The ministry of reconciliation. And that's in verse 19. That we are now, because of that, we are now ambassadors. Verse 21. Ambassadors of Christ. Is it making sense? As though God would through us reach the world. Amen? Because you have that ministry, sometimes you can't see it. What makes it a struggle is the lack of vision, the lack of an open eyes. So what press on again from the last meeting, because it's not in 3 days. Amen. I'm going to pray again that for our ministries, Lord Jesus, open my eyes to see your plan and purpose, to see what I ought to do, what I ought to stay away from, where I ought to be. Open my eyes to see your grand plan. See, when you see it, you will be strengthened. When you see it, you will be jolted back to life. When you see purpose, every other thing becomes shadows. What appears as weakness becomes strength. What appears as boredom becomes exciting. Why? Revelation. What appears to be scary, anxiety, becomes, you remember the Gehazi? He told Elisha, there's fire on the mountain. We are surrounded. We are going down. And Elisha said, you are who? God opened his eyes. Elisha did not start a sermon. Sometimes what you need is not a sermon. What you need is for your eyes to see. Elisha said, I can't start opening and start doing Greek word for this one. God opened his eyes so that he can see that they that be with us are more than they that with them. That was it. And when his eyes were open, I can imagine the way he was laughing on the mountain. He saw they were surrounded with chariots of angels. One revelation changes the life of man. It changes perspective. As I said, the struggle is false. The fear is false. It's false. If you see properly, you will stop living in that reality, in that struggle. It's kind of difficult. No, it's not difficult. You just need to see. So we're going to pray for our hearts. That's how we sang that song earlier. Lord, we ask and receive the wisdom of your spirit. Let our eyes be enlightened so that we know the hope of your calling. Amen. So we're going to pray for ourselves for revelation. Jesus, what people see that makes them born for you. That make them say, did our hearts not born within us? Why you spoke? No. That makes us born, Lord. Show me your plan for my life. Open my eyes and let me see you again. Pray for yourself. Pray for your ministry.
This is all that was spoken in your word. Now you pour out your spirit on the old and the young, cloven tongue, like as a fire. We see glory all around.
Pray for yourself. Things are about to change.
You see all that was spoken in your word.
The struggle is false.
You pour out your spirit on the old and the young, cloven tongue, like a sofa. We see glory all around. So we believe, so we receive revelation.
We receive revelation. He strengthens us. He pushes us. We believe and we receive revelation. Pray for yourself to see his plan and purpose, to walk in them with ease, to do God's will without sweat. I begin to see the fear is gone, the struggle is over, ease has come, strength has come, clarity has come. You're not praying.
Pray for yourself. My eyes are open, Lord Jesus. The eyes of my heart flooded with your light, flooded with your visions. Asleep, awake, I see you. Pray. Don't do like you are praying. Pray. The struggle is over. For those who wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They'll mount up with wings like eagles. They won't be tired. They won't faint. They won't be wearied. Your word says though, so I won't be wearied. So I won't faint. So I won't grow tired. I'm consistent. I'm consistent. I don't grow tired. I don't grow tired. I don't grow tired. Because I see you every day. I see you in the morning. I see you in the night. I see you in it all through the times and seasons. I see you, Lord Jesus. You are the vision in my eyes. You are the vision in my eyes. You are the vision in my eyes. You are the love in my heart. You are the love in my heart. You are the fire in my bones. Hold one person beside you. Just hold one person. We serve the Lord. We born for him. Pray. We serve the Lord. We are growing in strength. We are growing in strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. You're not weak, I'm not weak. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are fruitful in our service to the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Oh, makude sendele kubaya daba santalabaya. Yeno sende brikutu sian. He's from here to the ends of the earth. He's from here to the ends of the earth. He's from here to the ends of the earth. All nations will sing his name. Are you praying at all? You have about 3 minutes left. I agree with my brother here, with my sister here, that in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are burning with the Holy Ghost fire. We are burning with the Holy Ghost fire. The fire of revival, the fire of revival, the fire of renewals, the fire of restorations. Yes, yes, Lord Jesus. We don't struggle to do God's will. We don't struggle to preach his word, to teach, to pray. No, our prayer altar is strong. Yes, it's burning with the Holy Ghost fire. discipleship. He's burning with the Holy Ghost fire.